I'm good. It's great to be on, Abby.
It's so good to have you. I have lots of different questions about the book for you, but was wondering if you would be keen to kind of start a little bit at the beginning and just tell us who you are and how you became an author in the first place.
Yeah, my name is Catherine, and I have been involved in ministering to children for my whole life, but it's been my career for the last 20 years. And yeah, I'm all about communicating God's word in creative and fun and engaging ways to children. So yeah, the opportunity came up to write my very first picture book, and I was so excited to be able to help create a resource that can get into homes and be something that children can have as part of their everyday life.
That's so good. Now, Catherine, are you a mom yourself?
No, I hope to be. I have
Aw.
just got engaged, so hopefully in the next few years I will be able to be a mum. But lots of children, part of my life, have loved being an auntie and being involved in children's ministry. Yeah, around kids all the time.
Oh, that's so good. Congratulations. I couldn't tell by how well your book is. I was talking to our station manager here. We were reading it and just going through it. And from start to finish, it's such a beautiful book, from the illustration to the words to themselves. It's a super fun, simple way to put God's creation into a kid's book. So I'm super impressed to hear that, although you've been around kids, that you wrote this from even a place of not yet being a mom. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, can you just tell us, your book is called Let There Be Light. And for those that, you know, this is, sorry, let me, I just want to make sure I'm rephrasing this correctly. For those that have not yet had the chance to pick up your book that was just released on Friday, Let There Be Light, can you tell us a little bit about the story behind the book?
Yeah, so Let There Be Light is all about creation. So the first verse in the Bible where we see God speak is Genesis 1, verse 3, and he says, "Let there be light." And so from those words, the whole universe explodes into being. So Let There Be Light's the story of creation, and it draws from that Genesis narrative, but also the Psalms and other verses throughout the Bible. So we see God's voice and his breath and his hands shape and form the mountains and seas and everything we see in creation. And yeah, all the other verses from the Bible throughout, Isaiah and the Psalms just have such vivid imagery about God's creation. So yeah, the book is all about capturing that and showing God's love and character through his creation.
Now, what made you decide to write this specific story?
We were working on a few ideas for some books, and a publishing team sort of approached me and said we'd love to know if you've got any ideas for picture books. So yeah, it was during lockdown a few years ago, and they called me on a Friday afternoon and said, "Could you have something ready by Tuesday?" Didn't have much else to do that weekend, couldn't go anywhere, so I got stuck into it, and yeah, thought about some really foundational Christian concepts that children can build their lives on. So managed to pull together a book over that weekend, and yeah, the team loved it. So this is the first of hopefully a few more.
Oh, that's so good. You actually answered my follow-up question, which was specifically, what's the, I guess, to still like spark a different answer, but what's the writing process like for you? Or even, you know, as a newer, is this your first book?
Yes, first picture book, yeah.
So as a first-time author, even, what was that writing process like for you?
Yeah, when I'm working on a picture book, a picture book is really visual. So I start off with almost like a storyboard. And I think about the experience from the reader's perspective, what they'll see on each page, the pace and tone of the book, and that when you turn the page, there's a new surprise. So that's how this book came about, you know, thinking about that moment where before God spoke, there was nothing. It was all dark. And when God speaks, that's when the universe explodes into being. So you turn the page and bright light flashes. And yeah, so that's how I approach the story, is thinking about the length of the book, the pace, and sort of the melody of the words. So yeah, it was a really exciting project to work on.
That's so good. Now, I think you talked a little bit about this at the beginning, but why did you choose children's books specifically?
Yeah, I believe absolutely that investing into the lives of children is the best return for our investment. I think setting children up to win in life, there's so many messages, that they can get from the world, from people around them. And the important thing is that they get the message from God, the truth about who they are and who He is. And that's foundational for them to build their lives on. So knowing that God made the universe around them and it shows His character, but also that the most important creation He made is them and He loves them.
Yeah, that's so good. Now, your book was released on Friday. I do have a couple more questions, but real quick to plug it, where can people order your book from?
You can get it at Christian bookstores, so from Koorong or Word, and also hillsongstore.com.
That's so good. Now, you had mentioned that this is hopefully the first of many. Do you have any future plans of writing books or ideas that you already have in mind?
Yeah, we have two more books that are in the illustration stage. They're almost finished. So one that is called Who You Say I Am, and it's all about who God says we are. And the other one is called Never Walk Alone, and it's about God being with us wherever we go. So it follows a little boy on his imaginary journey all over the world and knowing that God will be with him wherever he is.
Oh, so exciting. Now, I do have to ask, I know that you had someone illustrate the book, Mark Kessler, but were you a part of helping with some of this imaging? Because the story alone is amazing, but the imagery of the book, this is a kid's picture book, it is beautiful. And when we were looking through it, it's very set apart from a lot of other creation books that I have read to kids in the past. And so it's just beautiful, and was just wondering, were you part of that process? Was it things that you already had in mind that you worked with the illustrator, or was this fully illustrated by Mark?
Yeah, fully illustrated by Mark. We were so lucky to work with him. He's based in London and has a series of illustrated Bible verse cards. So we had seen his incredible work before and knew that he would just be perfect for this project. And together we worked on this concept of showing God as part of creation. So throughout the book, on every page, you see God's hands dressing the flowers, or you see his breath making the sky sparkle, and you see how God is interacting with creation and enjoying creation, and creation enjoying community with him.
That's so good. It's so beautiful. I highly recommend that you get your hands on this book. A reminder, it's called Let There Be Light by Catherine Joy McDowell. Now, Catherine, I just have three more questions for you, and they're a bit of a not off the topic questions, but some fun questions that I was wondering if you would answer for us. The first one is, picturing your writing space, and to help paint a picture of the writing process to the listeners, could you list your top three or five objects that you would find within that space with you?
Oh, I definitely need a hot chocolate when I get sit down to write. And I love to write in a cafe or somewhere like that where there's a bit of hustle and bustle around. So definitely a notebook and pen, a hot chocolate, and some good music.
Oh, that's so good. I probably would list some of those things as well if I was to sit down and write. So I love that. And for you personally, what would you say is one of your favorite books?
My favorite books, especially for kids, is books by Max Lucado. So amazing books that bring in sort of fantasy world, but show a truth about our relationship with God. They would definitely be my inspiration in a lot of ways.
Yeah, that's so good. I've read a couple of his books and really love them. I do have a would you rather question that might be a little bit hard to answer, but if you had two choices of like never would I ever, or however you want to word it, would you rather never write another story or never read another book?
Oh, the two go hand in hand. To be a good writer, you need to read a lot. But I think I would like to always be writing and creating.
Yeah, that's so good. Thank you so much, Catherine. We so appreciate having you here on air. And I'm so excited for your book and the release of it. And just hoping that so many people get this and get this in the hands of their kids. Not only do I think the storyline is needed for the future of our society, but it's such a beautiful book. So congratulations on it.
Thank you so much.
Is there anything that I missed that you want to touch on? Any questions
you have? No, that was great.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that was awesome. Yeah, we'll keep a listen out on Sunday night for sure.
All right, sounds good. I'll send through a link once I have the full interview edited, and we'll get it up on our socials and website as well. Do you have a place where we can tag you? I can send the link to the email, but do you have like a social tag that we can tag you, or do you prefer us not to do that?
Yep. On Instagram is just Catherine Joy.
Okay.
Catherine Joy. Yep.
Great. Okay. I'll do that. We'll get that up and run it this Sunday.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Catherine. So appreciate your time.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.